Glorifies the Lord. And to help us grasp the guts of that prayer, I need these two volunteers. One person needs to think they're rather important, and the other needs to think that they're not important at all. So, do you want to come up? Which one of those do you want to be? You're going to be important. Yeah, right. Okay, well, come on. Sit on the chair, please. Now, so you know what we're looking for now? Someone who doesn't think they're very important at all. She thinks she's so unimportant she won't even put her hand up. Do you think there's a few like that? Come on then, come on. And you really aren't very important, so you're going to sit on the floor down there. Great. Thank you very much to my volunteers. Now, this person, what's your name? Karen. Erin is very important. So this chair is not really good enough for Erin, is it? She's more important than that. I'll go and get a proper chair. How about that one? Because you are important. Do you want to sit on that one instead? That's good. There. Looks better, doesn't it? Actually, you're more important than that. I'm going to go and get another chair. Yeah. This one's a bit better, isn't it? This is a bit like a throne, isn't it? Because you're very important, Erin. Now, really, you're so important that that's not enough, I don't think. So what we really need is to build a high platform. You're not high enough. So we need to build a high platform. Can you see where our platform has started with these bricks? What we need is a load more bricks to build a big platform so that Erin can go even higher. Anyone find one of those and bring it forward? It'd be very useful. Could we have a couple of scout leaders, cub leaders, to come and help build the platform, please? Okay, so we're making it there. That's right. Like that. Like bricks. Come on, scout leaders, we need a hand. Grace. See how high we can make it, and then we can put Erin on the top. You're not worried, are you? No. You might be in a minute. Now, Mary's prayer. She has recently found out from Gabriel, the messenger, that she is pregnant. She doesn't know how, and has been chosen to have God's son. And not so long after, she decides to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who says the same. Your baby is going to be my Lord, says Elizabeth. So Mary speaks this prayer. There must be more than this. There must be more than this. Have you got them all? Come on, everyone in the congregation, help find some more. I think there's more out there. That's good. So Mary prays this prayer, my soul magnifies the Lord, she says. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So what's your name?
Hannah.
Please don't tread on Hannah. When I know she's not very important, but please don't tread on her. Thank you. Erin, you are so important. You're going to go on the top of there. Do we need one or two more scout leaders to keep it up? It needs holding on to a bit, I think. So back to Mary's prayer, everyone, while we're finishing off our platform. What is Mary's prayer about? Well, it's about one big thing. How God has chosen her, Mary, an unimportant person, and given her the most important position, mother of God's only Son, Savior of the world. So that's what her prayer's about. And you might be getting an idea of what's going to happen next. Actually, she realizes it's like going from there where Hannah is to there where Erin's going to be in just a moment. God has lifted her up. God has lifted her up. And that's what her prayer is about. Her prayer is also about something else. How God raises up the lowly and brings down the proud. Because God's like that, Mary realizes. Okay, I think we've got enough now. Are you standing on the chair there to put them on? I left you a chair. Yeah, good. Well spotted. Good. I think we're almost there with your platform, Erin. Yep. Thanks very much. All the rest of you, take those cushions back for now. Thank you very much for your help. Everyone back to their seats, included Erin, who's in her seat. This very marvellous seat that isn't quite marvellous because we want to raise you up some more. And Hannah, who's sat on the floor at the moment. So, you are very important, Erin. Are you going to get on? No. But you are important, aren't you? Yeah, okay. Well, we won't make you get on then. You can sit there. Now, Hannah, you're a bit like Mary. You ought to come up because Mary realized she was very lowly and was brought up. So you're going to come where Erin is, and Erin, you're going to go back and sit on the floor. Because that's one of the things that Mary realized in her prayer, that God does that. God raises up the lowly and the humble, and what does he also do? Have you ever read that phrase in Mary's prayer that says something like, he scatters the proud and, cast down somebody from their thrones? Yeah? So what are we going to do? We need some help to knock down the platform. Any volunteers? Right. Are we going to push it that way? So I want you to come on this side. All those who want to come on this side. Wait. We've got to count down. Go on. Get in your positions. So you're going to push from this direction because it's all going to go that way. And if you can't actually get to touch the thing itself, just push the person in front. We're going to count down, okay? Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hooray! Well done. Back to your seats. Mary realized and said it in her prayer. That's what God's like. He throws down the mighty from their thrones as well as lifting up the lowly. That's a good prayer, isn't it? I think when our world seems to be changing, when our world is in turmoil, it's good to remember that God is like that. He raises up the humble, he casts down the mighty from their thrones. And Mary realized it better than anyone. So thank you very much indeed, Hannah. Thank you very much, Aaron. Let's give those a hand. And we thank Mary, the mother of Jesus, for her prayer while she was pregnant.